Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, it's Christiana. Welcome to Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Let's see here. A little bit about myself. I am an intuitive psychic empath. I've always been intuitive since as far back as I can remember. I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again, and I'm so glad to have all of you here. So when you call, please only ask one question. Please no medical or legal questions. And a disclaimer that this show is for entertainment purposes only. I'll probably spend 3 to 5 minutes per person. I have in the description 8 to 10 minutes, but that's a bit much. So 3 to 5 minutes per person. And once again, please only one question. You can find me on Facebook. If you want a private reading, and the link is at the top of the description box here on Blog Talk, underneath the picture is a slideshow. So please contact me there for a private reading. And we have about a little under 60 minutes for the show. So I'm going to get started. I'm going to get started with the first person, and today I am using a fairy tarot deck. So 805 area code.
Hi, Christiane. This is Donna in California. How are you?
Can you repeat your name?
Donna.
Donna, okay. I'm good. How are you today?
Good, thank you. I feel a little warm. I don't know what that is. A little sore throat, so I hope I'm not getting something. I wanted to know about a relationship. If you see a man coming into my life, even if it's a companion, you know, that goes into more, or, you know.
Okay. 1 second, I'm going to shuffle the cards. Takes me a minute here. Okay. So what I got, I pulled 3 cards, and the cards are telling me that these are the romance cards, by the way. They are telling me that I got the It Is Safe For You To Love card, but it's in reverse, so that's just telling me that you don't feel safe in this area. Does that sound accurate? Hello?
Oh, say that again, that I don't feel safe, what?
Yeah, in, like, love and relationships. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, that's why I have to be real good friends with them, and I'm just looking for a companionship, yeah.
Okay, so, and then I got this could be the one. And it's saying you've already met the romantic partner you seek. Do you have anyone in mind that...
No, I haven't met anybody. No, absolutely not.
Huh. I'm thinking that I'm hearing something about a past life, too. So while it may not be in this lifetime, you've probably known them in a past life. You'll feel like a deeper connection with them when you meet them. And then I got the children card. So it says that I'm assuming that they're older children, but...
Yeah, they must be, because I'm older, yeah.
And it says your love life is being affected by children. So this person has children, and I'm getting, I heard something about that they have a little bit of baggage, but if you just are patient and see past that, they could be a really good fit for you.
Wow.
I'm seeing someone that's tall and lean, like skinny.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not seeing a perfectly clear image. It's more of a silhouette. So that's what I'm getting so far.
Do
you need clarification on any of that?
Will I be meeting him where I live, or will I meet him in my town? Should I go online to meet him, or will I just meet him out and about, or?
I'm seeing outdoors.
Outdoors.
I hear something about nearby, so I don't know. It could be a place that you like to go to be outdoors. That's nearby.
Yeah, I like to go to the beach. I like to go to the beach. It's nearby.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to have to put you on hold to listen, but
thank
I thank
you.
You for calling.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Next caller is a 646 area code.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Carla.
Hi, how can I help you today? What's your question for me?
Yeah, so I have my condo on the market. It's been on the market for almost 2 months, and I'm just wondering when you see me getting an offer. I mean, a strong offer that we'll accept. Because I've already had a couple, but they weren't very good.
Well, I'll be honest that time frames really aren't my specialty, but yeah, so, but initially I did hear the number 12, so I'm not sure if that's...
I'm not sure what that would mean.
I'm thinking it could be, let's see, what's the date? Okay, so February 12th, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Is that too far out?
A little bit, yeah. I was hoping for something sooner. But,
okay.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm seeing for that, because I have to go with what I initially hear.
Okay.
But I don't feel like it's going to be, of course, not 12 months. I think that would be the goal. I'm leaning towards...
Say that again? I didn't hear you.
I just
okay.
said...
All right.
I don't think it's going to be... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
can
here.
You hear me?
Yeah, you were a bit faint. Now I can hear you better.
Okay, so I'm leaning towards February 12th. But
okay.
I can also draw a card for you and see if that pulls any more insight here.
Sure. That'll be great. Thank you.
I'm going to shuffle really quick. Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking, this is the Nine of Winter. About unfounded fear, focusing on worst case scenarios and allowing worry to grow out of proportion to the problem. So I think this is surrounding the house, or because you said you want to sell it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have some fear surrounding this, and they're just telling you, or spirit is just saying to let it go. Try to let the fear go and the worry And like the rushing feeling, try to let that go as best as you can. But, you know, you could still focus on the task while letting go of the worry and the fear.
Okay. Thank you.
So,
unless you have anything else.
All
right.
No,
thanks,
that's all I have. But thank you for
coming.
Okay. 919 area code.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay.
Okay.
And I have
nice
a question.
To meet you.
I have a question regarding romance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I guess I'll just make it very simple. Do you see any future between me and Karen, romantic future between me and Karen?
Okay. One second while I shuffle the cards.
Okay, thank you.
This is a little confusing. Let's see. So I have the attraction card that is in reverse. I'm hearing something about one of you is more attracted to... Okay. There's a mutual attraction, but one of you is more attracted than the other. Like...
Mm.
Kind of out of balance a little.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so and then I got the unrequited love, but it's in reverse. Just off of my intuition, I feel that this it's saying that there's still potential here. So don't get discouraged. There's potential here for a healthy relationship. It just, I think it just needs more time to blossom and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the express your love card. Just telling you to go ahead and make like the romantic gesture, maybe not too strong, but something more subtle. So definitely I see potential here for a healthy relationship. Did I answer your question?
You did. I think for me it was just wondering, should I give up or if something to walk away from, but it doesn't sound like...
No. It sounds like, or it looks like, if there's definitely potential there. So if you pursue it or not, that's on your decision. But definitely there's potential there.
Okay. All righty. Well, that's good to know. Okay. Thank you so much. And I think I will check out your website so I can probably get more personal in-depth reading on some other things too. So.
Yeah, it's just on Facebook right now, so you could leave me a message there, and I'll get back to you as like pretty quickly.
Okay, wonderful.
All right, thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold if you want to listen.
I do.
Oops, sorry. I heard you, though. You said you wanted to. Okay, and the next caller is the 310 area code.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Who's calling? And your question, please?
Yes, my name is Susan, and I'm just curious if you see me moving back to California.
Okay. I'm going to shuffle the cards.
Okay.
And you said if you're going to be moving back to California, right?
Yes.
Okay. One second. Takes me a moment here. Okay. So, I think the Three of Spring card is in reverse. So this just tells me that there's been a halt or like something's gotten in the way of you moving. Recently. And then I got the Emperor card. It's number four. It says the Emperor. It's just telling you to get organized with like your decision making and that you will have success and you'll be able to make this move.
Okay.
Yeah, I totally get the part where there was a block, and so now I'm seeing that I need to kind of get things together. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because that's the present card, the one I just read, the Emperor. And then the Three of Summer card is talking about celebration. So that's just telling me that you're going to make this happen.
Okay.
And, yeah, you might find that there's new people that you meet out there or that you already know out there. I'm thinking probably new friends. And it says that, you know, you're going to meet these people and you'll really grow to love and cherish these friends.
Okay.
So that's what I got. It's looking good.
Yeah, do you know how quickly that might happen? I know you don't really do time, but...
Yeah, I I mean, I'm not really trusting the exact time frame, but I heard something about the fall.
Okay.
So I don't know, does that sound like a reasonable timing for you, sometime in the fall?
Yeah, I mean, if I start back to work there with my old job, it would probably be best if I started at the start of the school year, so that's in the fall, so.
Yeah, so that's what I heard initially, and I got to trust what I hear right away, so that's what I got.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you like. And, okay, so another 310 area code. Last four digits are 3033.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello?
Who's calling and what's your question?
Hi, this is Vince. I'm calling from New York. And my question is this. So I started a new job at the end of November, and I'm doing a lot of training right now. And last week I really screwed up big time in training, and then this week again, it was almost the same situation, but it was even 10 times worse. My supervisor, both my managers actually called me into the office and sat down and like really scolded me about what I did. So tomorrow I have a meeting, online meeting with my two managers, or actually my one manager, my supervisor and HR, I'm just wondering if I'm going to still have a job or if they're going to fire me.
Okay. One second while I shuffle the cards. Drawing the cards. Okay, so the first card I got is the King of Spring. Okay.
Okay.
So it's basically saying that they did a, you know, have a need for someone like you to fill this position. And I'm going to see if what's going to happen here. And then I got the Queen of Summer. This is saying that that you haven't really been listening to your inner guidance, your intuition, when it comes to, like, when it comes to work. Yeah, it looks like I'm going to lean towards that they might let you go as an employee, because I got the Three of Winter card, and it's saying, reach out to others for comfort and love. You will grow stronger from the situation. Sadness that will heal with time. So, you know, I'm leaning towards that they're probably going to let you go, and but that it's going to be okay, that you'll heal and you'll grow from this.
Okay, so is there another job coming for me?
I'm just trying to stick to one question per person.
Okay.
But I wasn't seeing anything yet. But I think if you keep looking, that you will find another job.
All right.
Keep your head up.
Will do.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Put you on hold to listen. Next caller is 614. Oh, hold on. 614?
Yeah.
Do you have a question for me, and what's your name?
My name is Filson, and my question is, I would like to know if anyone new is coming into my life romantically.
Okay. One second, I'm going to shuffle the cards. All right, one second. Okay. So for you, I just felt compelled to draw a few more cards. So I did. And here's what I got. I got the Worth Waiting For card, and that is in your recent past, but it's in reverse. So that's just telling me that whoever this person was from your past, likely a partner, that you just got sick of waiting around for things to get better. Well, at least that's what the cards are saying. And then I got the release your X card, but it's in reverse. So that's just telling you that you've done a lot of healing and a lot of work on, like, releasing that person, releasing people from the past. So that's really healthy for you, really good that you're doing that. And then Spirit is, through the cards, is urging you to ask for and accept support from others, like your friends and family, when you're struggling. And then it says that very soon that you will meet this person of romantic interest, but you need to really clearly decide what you want so that it comes to you now. So once you are like really, really, really clear to the universe about exactly what you're looking for, it'll come to you. That person, I'm saying.
Okay.
And then I got this religious factors card. I don't know if you're religious or spiritual at all.
I'm spiritual.
Okay, because it's saying that that your love life is influenced by your religious and or spiritual upbringing and spiritual path. So take that into account when meeting new people, because if they're not in alignment with what you believe, there could be some conflict. And that's just a heads up. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's just like kind of something to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fucking good for you. Like, you will meet that person.
Okay. Thank you. Do you get any time, like, anything like that coming up? If not, that's okay.
I see a sun, so that could indicate like on a Sunday, but as far as exactly what month and time and day and everything, I'm not getting that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, the timing really depends on you, on when you get clear with things. And I think that'll be within a week or two. I think you're going to get really clear about things.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for calling. I'm going to put you on hold to listen if you want. My computer's being a little slow. Next caller, 845 area code. Hold on.
Hi.
845. Hi. Your name and your question, please.
Yes, please. My name is Maria. Yeah, I call it from New York. How are you?
Hi, Maria. I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I got a question that's in your mind, please. You see me as I'm going to go in Italy this year to buy my old house.
Okay. One second.
Yes, thank you.
I do see a house that is like I don't know if it's a brick maybe. I'm seeing something with like bricks and they're like painted. So that could also be symbolic, but that's what I'm getting. So it's looking like you will get this house, but I don't have a specific time as far as to when you're going to get it.
Or by the house or another house near the water, maybe?
That's what it felt like. Yeah, it felt like it would be by the water. And I'm seeing, like, bricks.
Yes.
Like, it could be part of the house could be built by bricks. So that's what I'm seeing. And I know you've been – I've heard you on shows before, and I know you've been looking forward to this for a long time. So just keep your head up, and I think it's going to happen. Probably, I'm guessing, I'm not getting a specific date, but sometime this year.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. I'll put you in hold to listen if you like. And the next caller is 914.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Your name and question, please.
Catherine, I'm calling from New York, and thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, please, if you see me getting a job in California and moving out there.
Okay. One second.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I got Eight of Summer.
Okay.
It says that you've been having a desire for a more meaningful life, and that you're making major life changes. And then I got the Three of Autumn, and it's in reverse. Did you mentioned a career, right, out in California?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah, it's looking like, this is going to happen for you, and you're going to relocate.
Oh, fabulous.
And then it's, huh?
I was just saying fabulous.
Yeah, and then it's saying in the Prince of Winter card that you're going to have to act quickly and decisively, and that you're going to have something come up suddenly and unexpected. So, and I'm thinking this is regarding a move out there in a career. So just be on your toes and, like, kind of ready to go.
Yeah, if something comes up, just take it and don't look back. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Many blessings and Happy New Year.
Thanks, you too. Okay. Just kind of clearing out any energy here, and now I'm going to move on to 773. One second. I'll try again. Oh, my iPad is being slow. I apologize. I'm going to try it one more time, see what happens. Hi, 773.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hello.
Who's calling and what is your question?
Hi, I am Nancy, and I'm calling to see if you see any moves or changes coming up for me.
Okay.
just going to shuffle the cards really quick here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. So, the first card I got was the Star card. And it's looking like things have been kind of stagnant for a while because it's in reverse.
Yeah.
So I would say that there's definitely stagnant energy that you need to clear out. And then I got the Two of Swords. And once again, it's reflecting like this energy that's like stuck. And then I get the Six of Spring, and it's looking like things aren't going to be changing for you, or that there won't be a move anytime soon. That's what I'm saying. There's I'm seeing, and I'm trying to decipher what this means, but I'm seeing like a red ball in your abdomen. So
in my what?
In your abdomen, like energetically, not literally.
Okay.
And it's sitting kind of in your solar plexus, which is your, like your power center, and then your womb area, and that's like your creative force. So it's kind of sitting in between those two, and it'd be helpful if you did like some exercises to release any stagnant energy, get your creativity flowing, get, you know, try to do things that make you feel empowered. And I think once you're more balanced and you clear that stagnant energy, that you will be able to move and bring change into your life.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So just a lot of exercise and something creative no matter what, and get out and about and kind of be energized, essentially.
Yeah, you could do that. Definitely do something creative and something that makes you feel empowered.
Okay. That's helpful. And that was right on. I feel very stagnant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank
I'll put you,
you,
on
thank
the
you so much.
Yes, thank you for calling. And I apologize, everybody. My computer is being a little slow. So 111 area code. Got to click on it again. 1 second. Try one more time.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, 111. Your name and your question, please.
Hi, my name is Tina Nebraska. Thank you for taking my call, and I hope you do find what your wish you're born. I'm sorry about that. I feel bad because you take your time to
about
do
what?
This for free. Thank you. Nice to meet you. My name is Tina from Nebraska.
And nice to meet you.
And my question is, Miss. A male friend that I'd like to know, please, if you, like, we're in January right now. I'd like to see if you went, like to see if my male friend, you see a time frame. He might be coming to the area where I'm at, like a trip where I'm at, like he's coming to a trip, coming over here where I'm at. Do you see that any time in the future, anything on it?
Okay, one second.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so I was looking for some kind of an image where I saw the two of you, and I'm not seeing the two of you together. So it just looks like this isn't, I wouldn't say it's the healthiest relationship, that you could definitely create a relationship, a romantic relationship slash friendship that is healthier, because this person just isn't really available in the way that you need them to be. Would that make any sense to you?
Yes. But I just need his friendship. Like, do you see him? Yes, ma'am. But do you see him coming to visit me?
I wasn't
anytime
seeing
soon,
that.
Like in the
no,
next few months?
I wasn't seeing him. No, I wasn't seeing him coming to visit anytime soon. I don't see that.
So do you still see us? Go ahead. Okay, one more question on this, please.
I can only do one question. I'm sorry that that's probably not the news that you wanted to hear, but that's what I'm getting. And I can only see out about a year. So it could be that it's later in the year or even further out. But that's all I'm seeing. So I'm going to have to put you on hold to listen. But that's all I got for that reading. I once again apologize if not something that you wanted to hear. Okay, next caller is 303. 303 area code. Anybody there? 303 area code. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold to listen. Okay, everyone. I just wanted to mention that one thing about me is that I'm really not, what would you call it? I'm not a psychic who does all the fluff and just, like, tells you exactly what you want to hear. And if something comes off as negative and I feel that it's the truth, I'm going to tell you what I'm getting, what I'm getting intuitively. I can't really change the message from what I'm getting intuitively. So we have 16 minutes, or well, 15 now, a little over 15 minutes now left for the show, and we only have one caller in the switchboard, and I've already taken out the callers, so what I think I'm going to do is let you all go. Thank you for calling in, and I will be on again soon. I don't have a specific day, but it'll probably be within a day or two that I'll be on again. So thank you very much, and everybody have a blessed evening. Oh, I see one more caller. 607?
Hi.
Were you looking for a reading?
Okay.
Okay, your name and question, please.
My name's Nicole. I want to know if I'm finally safe in an apartment. I want to know if I'm finally safe in my apartment where I can live for a long time and not have to move out. I want to know if they're going to make me move out of here, and it was kind of a trick to move in, you know?
Okay.
Like, I don't want to go homeless again?
Is, yeah, you just want to know that you're secure. Okay. 1 second. Okay, so I have the strength card. It's the same that you've been through a lot, that you have a strength, inner strength, and grace to overcome challenges, and that you have overcome a lot of your challenges. Then I got the Seven of Spring. It's saying that you've been doing a really good job in using your voice lately to stand up for yourself and to advocate for yourself. And I got the Five of Spring. It's just saying that you're, like it's reflecting that you're not feeling secure. Let me look into this a little further. Yeah, it looks like you're going to be there for quite a while. I'm not seeing you being kicked out or moving anytime soon. Let's see. I got the number 5. Does the number 5 have any kind of significance to you?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, it's just something to look out for. If you happen to hear the number 5, it could be some kind of message for you from Spirit, like on the TV or the radio or something. That's what I'm getting, probably more of the TV. But just be open to that. But, yeah, it looks like you're going to be pretty secure there. So just try to let go of some of the fear that you have surrounding it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. That was your reading. And there's 11 minutes left to the show. I'm going to let you guys go. Have a blessed evening, and I'll be back again soon. Take care.